Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started. You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Sunday, don't miss your chance to win $10,000 of Clint Boyer's money during the NASCAR throwback race from Darlington. Download the Fox Bet Super 6 app and pick six race outcomes about stage two for your shot to win. It's free to play, so don't miss out.
So TJ Hushmanzada has unique insight into this Aaron Rodgers situation because he is and was great friends with Carson Palmer, who did the same in Cincinnati, digs his feet into the ground and says, I'm out of here, and TJ is now joining me live. So let's go back. You were no longer with Cincinnati when Carson Palmer said enough is enough, but take the audience back. There are similarities to Aaron now and Carson then, are there not?
Similarities, same agent, David Dunn and Athletes First. And so when Carson did this, what was it, 11 years ago, Carson dug his feet in the ground and said, this is it. You guys made multiple promises to me. You didn't keep them. I am not playing for the Bengals anymore. And I'm sure it was very uncomfortable for him. But he had to be uncomfortable to get comfortable, so to speak. And he went to the Raiders and things were solid. But when he got to the Arizona Cardinals, he started to play really well, had the type of seasons year in and year out that he should have been having with Cincinnati. And so that's what confused me. If Aaron Rodgers is kind of backing off of this, his agent, Athletes First and David Dunn, they've been through this before.
If you so you think Aaron should dig his feet in?
Oh, yeah. Steadfast. If you feel this way, and obviously he does because it's gotten this far, you have to dig your heels in. Now, let me say this. I'll put a disclaimer out there. I've never had this happen to me, Colin, but some men and some women that are watching this show, they're going to relate to this. The only way they can fix this is this. You know how you get some men, they're dumb, and they do some dumb things to their wives or significant others, and they have to kiss up, and they go get her a nice gift because they've done something wrong.
Right.
The Packers, they can fix this. Make Aaron Rodgers the highest paid player in the NFL. If you really want him back and you really want him as your quarterback, hey, Aaron Rodgers, we're going to make you the highest paid player in the league. Other than that, we can't work.
So you know Carson very well. I don't know if Aaron is a little like Kevin Durant. I don't know if he has the stomach to be a villain. And there's going to be a lot of people that are going to say he dates an actress, he's Jeopardy, he's not committed like Brady, he's a diva, he's California cool. There are going to be people in the Midwest that say that. I'm not sure Aaron has the stomach for that over the next 3 or 4 months. Did Carson struggle? You know, because there were people that said, oh, Carson, we committed to you, you don't commit to us. Did he struggle with that?
No. Ultimately, fans are fans. As long as he's playing for the Green Bay Packers, they're going to love him. As soon as he leaves to another team, they're not going to care about Aaron Rodgers no more. And then as time goes by, they will realize his greatness and they will once again love him. You have to do what's best for you. Because you look at the Green Bay Packers, what are they doing? They're doing what's best for the Green Bay Packers. Matt LaFleur is going to do what's best for the Green Bay Packers and himself. They're going to do what's best for that organization. Aaron Rodgers is his own organization. He has to do what's best for him. And whatever negative feedback that comes with it, it comes with it. So what? Water off a duck's back.
I said this. You have been able to come on our show and say, hey, I watched Justin Herbert practice. He's going to be a star. That's just a practice. That's just throwing around in Irvine with you. And I keep thinking to myself, Green Bay has had 100 practices with Jordan Love. They either know he can play or he can't. You can't. I mean, I'm sorry. I have a hard time believing that staff is still, you know, maybe he's good, maybe he's not. Is it possible that Green Bay is freaking out because they've seen Jordan Love and they maybe know they made a mistake and he's not, maybe not the guy?
I wouldn't say they're freaking out, Colin. I look at it this way. Aaron Rodgers was the best quarterback in the league last year. He's the MVP for a reason. And so when he has the type of season that he has, I don't want to get rid of this guy. I don't care how good Jordan Love looks. I do not want to get rid of the best quarterback in the league. And so Jordan Love may or may not be the goods, but the year that Aaron Rodgers just had, even if he was the goods, you want to run it back one more time. And that's just common sense. I believe Green Bay, if they think Jordan Love can be their next quarterback, you still want to run it back one more time with Aaron Rodgers because of the type of year he had last year.
You know what? Let's shift to San Francisco. So one of the reasons I didn't buy into Mac Jones going to the Niners is you can't fool the players. And my takeaway was Jimmy Garoppolo is a thick, good-looking, pretty athletic, move-around guy. And Mac Jones, I've seen all the pictures. You know, he's 6'2", doesn't have a huge arm, not very athletic, doesn't look good with his shirt off, smoking a cigar. And my takeaway was players were going to sniff this out in about three or four practices, maybe five, going, so were you, that he'd be the least athletic guy on that team by a mile. This is why I said if you get Justin Fields or Trey Lance, the latter's what they did, at least players would go, okay, he's not ready, but he's 6'4", 220, and he's running around making Fred Warner miss, you know, at practice. And so when they went and got him, I do think some of that weighed in on San Francisco, that you cannot fool the players, and that if you got Mac Jones, a lot of those guys were like, come on, bro, you can't tell me we're getting rid of Jimmy G. Take me to kind of being in the league, because I do think Trey Lance, whether he works or not, is a much easier sell to the players than if you say 8 games in next year, we're trading Jimmy G. They look at that athlete and go, all right, he can play. I get it. I see him run around.
Right away. When it's different nowadays, though, Colin. Like, OTAs are starting, and guys are out here training, and then they're working out. But when you get to practice, and it's all the first-round picks, and I'll be honest, when I was in Cincinnati, we drafted Leon Hall from Michigan, DB, Jonathan Joseph from South Carolina, DB. They're first-round picks. Right away, me and Chad, like, every time we go one-on-ones, we want one of them. We want y'all. Like, we wanted to prove a point against those guys. Like, y'all the first-round picks. We going to put y'all in y'all place. And so had they drafted Mac Jones, they would have challenged him physically. They would have challenged him mentally, emotionally, completely. And if he can't hold up in the locker room, exactly what you said is going to happen. We done drafted this boy. This boy can't even play. We done killed him already, and we just in practice. And that's what will happen. Trey Lance and Ayuk, they're out here in Southern California right now working out together. And so they're already building a relationship with each other, and both young guys. But you're right. If they get Mac Jones in there and he can't hold up and they put his feet to the fire and he's crying and it's burning, it's not a good fit. But who knows? Maybe Mac Jones, being at Alabama and what he had to go through, he would have been able to deal with it. You just don't know.
TJ, have a great weekend. Fox Sports, love having you, buddy. As always, you're dressed to the nines. You look fantastic. Hope you have a great weekend.
Colin, I appreciate it. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there as well. You guys take care.
Very nice. How thoughtful. Very, very thoughtful.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
By the way, you're still running your business on QuickBooks? It's quicksand. The bigger you get, the faster you sink. Go to NetSuite. It's offering a one-of-a-kind financing program. NetSuite.com/Herd, H-E-R-D. Alex with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is The Herd Line News.
Well, the Saints are heading into the season with both Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill in running to replace Drew Brees. Now, Sean Payton is not planning to run a two-quarterback system. He said on the Rick Eisen show that they're looking for one guy to win the competition this offseason and to emerge as the clear leader.
We're looking to find the guy that's going to lead our team this year, and that doesn't mean the other player is not going to have a role. But certainly it varies. You know, if Jameis is starting, obviously Taysom has a role that expands not only just offensively, but on special teams, et cetera. And if it's the other way around, it's probably a little bit more limited, just relative to what Jameis would do.
Yeah. I think Jameis is the more talented. We'll see.
Yeah, the positive side is both of these guys have been on the team playing behind Drew Brees.
Yeah.
Big shoes to fill. probably not going to happen overnight, but they have some good options, needless to say.
Yeah.
All right, we're moving on to Jared Goff, who's getting a fresh start with the Detroit Lions next season. And there were rumors that they could draft another quarterback, and Goff said he had those conversations with the team about that possibility. However, the Lions ended up passing on bringing in a rookie quarterback, and Goff said it was a nice vote of confidence from the staff and made him feel really good to know that the job is his.
Well, the best news is they went and drafted Penei Sewell at left tackle.
Huge.
In the offseason, they went and acquired a left tackle. They'll move him to the right side, mm-hmm. and they spent some money, big money, on a center. So it does look like center, left tackle, right tackle.
Yep.
Goff has time. Because Jared's a guy that gets people around his feet, muddier the pocket, doesn't yep. throw well. So the one thing I'll say about the Lions, and I kind of roll my eyes at them, it does look like it potentially is the best offensive line they've had in 20 years. They haven't had a legitimate big-time offensive line. I saw a stat on Matt Stafford getting sacked plus 30 times, four straight years or something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, listen, if Penei Sewell can play, mm-hmm. and everybody I know that's a scout says he can, left tackle, center, right tackle, you're good for Goff's at least his four-year contract.
Yeah, they're obviously all in on Goff. They got him protection, which is exactly what he needs to build the confidence, and I think that's what's going to help him succeed when and if it works out.
Yep.
Okay, we're moving to the NBA. Luka Doncic has 15 technical fouls so far this season, which means he is only one away from a mandatory one-game suspension, and he acknowledged that he needs to be much better about controlling his emotions for the good of the team.
I wasn't myself this season. You know, I've complaining way too much, and I gotta work on that, you know. And I just gotta stay calm and just not talk to them. I gotta learn from that.
Yeah, he does. He's a complainer.
Yeah,
bad. It's a constant. And by the way, Magic complained a lot.
Yeah,
Michael didn't complain a lot, but anytime you touched him, so I mean, most great players, because they've never been stopped in high school, AAU, or college.
Yeah,
when you stop them, complain. So Magic was a big complainer. But listen, he is really gripey a lot.
Mm-hmm. Athletes are emotional. They're passionate. I don't mind that. But I do like the fact that he's actually acknowledged it. He knows he needs to rein it in. And he can't miss a game. He'll hurt his team. So
yep.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alex with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
So Jason McIntyre. So we have all this Aaron Rodgers speculation. The one or two things that I think have been established today, Peter King was on. Aaron would like to play somewhere else. I know everybody, his buddies, his surrogates now are saying, oh, no, Aaron would like to play somewhere else. Just add it up. He's from California. He's dating an actress. He's trying out for Jeopardy. He bought a house a year ago in Malibu. It's not a criticism. Everybody would rather live in L.A. than Green Bay, Wisconsin, if you're a star, actor, athlete. That's, you know, there's a reason that, despite our taxes, Matt Stafford wanted to live out here. Kawhi did. Paul George did. LeBron did. AD did. There's a reason it's easy to get free agents in Los Angeles. Our geography is perfect. It's Mediterranean. It's 72 degrees. So I think he wants to move, and I think if you add in Green Bay's historic dysfunction and conservative frugal nature, he's over it. That I think we can establish. So we'll have some fun with Jason McIntyre. What are the top landing spots? What would they be?
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the conversation all week, Aaron Rodgers' unhappiness with the Packers. So we wanted to go through some headlines for teams Rodgers could potentially end up with. My friend Jason McIntyre joins us on Friday for 10 minutes. All right, Jason. So these are headlines as a former newspaper guy that could potentially end up. Let's start with this. Tomorrow's headlines today. The headline for Rodgers to the Browns.
Yeah, the Browns are interesting, Colin. Cleveland, you know, they just went to the playoffs with Baker Mayfield. Things are looking good. The headline will be Rocky Mountain Rodgers, the Denver Broncos. Aaron Rodgers to Denver makes, I think, more sense than the Browns, the Raiders, anyone. Colin, I have a futures ticket, by the way, on the Broncos to win the Super Bowl, plus 4,800. Bit of a Hail Mary. But Aaron Rodgers has no transition at all playing at Mile High, right? He already thinks he's above everyone else. So it's kind of a seamless move to Denver with that colossal ego that he's got. I mean, listen, they don't have a quarterback, right? Teddy Bridgewater, Drew Brees, don't love it. And when you really look at this trade, if you're Denver, you call up and say, hey, we'll give you Bradley Chubb and two first-round picks. Give us Aaron Rodgers, who's 38 years old. I mean, how do you say no to that if you're Green Bay and Rodgers doesn't want to come back? I think this is a slam dunk for the Broncos. It would be huge. AFC West, okay? Right, Herbert. You got Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. That's the best division in football.
All right. So that was Aaron to the Broncos. Okay. What's the headline for Aaron Rodgers to the Browns?
Yes. Okay. Now this one, your guy Baker Mayfield may not be thrilled with this, but the headline will be Brownies baked to Rodgers' liking. If Cleveland, which just went to the playoffs, can get their hands on Aaron Rodgers, it would be massive. Now, if they blow this, probably the biggest fumble since Ernest Biner back in the day. I mean, if you can get a Hall of Fame quarterback, Colin, we've talked about this Browns roster off the show. Okay, this is a top five roster in football.
No question.
You know, you look at that running back situation with Chubb and Hunt. Even if you want to say, hey, we'll throw in Myles Garrett and a number one pick for Aaron Rodgers. I mean, Green Bay has to seriously think about this. If they love Jordan Love, the GM is so wedded to him that he can move on from Rodgers and go with Jordan Love. I think Cleveland Browns probably become the Super Bowl favorites. You might disagree. I know Patrick Mahomes has been there, but Kevin Stefanski, Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry, that offensive line in Cleveland, Colin, top five unit in the league. Okay, I know Green Bay has a good line. I love Cleveland and Aaron Rodgers if they can figure that out.
Yeah, no, I think it's a better roster than Denver, certainly. Tomorrow's headlines today, Rodgers to the Dolphins. Now, this is a team this one actually makes sense to me.
Yes.
I think I'm on an island a little bit. Your thoughts?
No, I'm with you, Colin. The headline will be Rodgers' purpose renewed in Miami. You like the Dolphin purpose?
I do.
Alex is laughing, yes. So let me just remind everybody that when Tua was with them this offseason, they were dangling him for Deshaun Watson. So they don't love Tua as much as people like the potential. And I'm also going to add this, Colin. Not a lot of people have mentioned it. Brian Flores, he's on his third offensive coordinator in 3 years in Miami. He doesn't really understand offense. Flores, sharp defensive mind. You bring in Aaron Rodgers. Hey, we don't need the offensive coordinator. And let's be honest. They picked up Jalen Waddle, Parker, Preston Williams. Now, the offensive line would, you know, give Aaron Rodgers some problems. They are not a strong unit. But I do believe this Miami team would be awesome. You know who would hate this? I polled 53 people. All of them on the Buffalo Bills absolutely hate this. Think about it, Colin. The Patriots ruled this division for two decades. Then the Bills are like, it's our time. Brady's gone. And now Aaron Rodgers comes to Miami. So if the Dolphins make this happen, woo, my Jets would not love it either.
Yeah, I think Denver and Miami have to be considered. Okay, my dark horse team, though, is your next team. Tomorrow's headlines today. This is the one I really like, and nobody is discussing.
Yeah.
The headline for the New York football Giants.
Yes. It's unlikely they move him in the NFC, but there's a chance.
Yeah.
The headline will be, are we going to see it? Rodgers is the apple of the Giants' eye. Think about this, Colin. If you can move off Danny Dimes, I have a stat that's going to blow your mind. He's been sacked 82 times in the last two seasons. 82. You bring in Rodgers, and I know the line is a little shaky in New York. It's not great. Andrew Thomas had a rough year, but if you look at those skill position players, Kenny Galladay, Saquon Barkley, I mean, this is a ready-made skill position set for Aaron Rodgers, and they don't play the Packers this year. They do play them in 2022, according to the schedule. I like the Giants, and if you are a gambler out there, Colin, I know a lot of people watch this for the gambling. You might want to take a flyer on the Giants just in case they're able to pull this off. And let's be real here. Danny Dimes has been up and down. Aaron Rodgers is a top 10 quarterback all time. If you're the Giants, you make this deal in a heartbeat.
Now, something else to mention here. The Giants have two firsts, two thirds, and two fourths. So remember, you could give up a first, second, third, and fourth. The Giants could give you the first four, and the Giants would still have a first, a third, and a fourth. So, so Green Bay could get four additional picks immediately to help Jordan Love. But the second thing is, that's good for Aaron, because Aaron would go to a team that's got a really good defense and would still have a first, a third, and a fourth. So you're not abandoning your draft. The Giants is way underplayed by the media here. And by the way, Gettleman's job is kind of on the line. Joe Judge isn't. So how do you say, but Ryan Pace in Chicago, how do you get people distracted? Go get a quarterback. Dave Gettleman, they get off to a rocky start. Joe Judge is safe. Daniel Jones is safe. Gettleman makes a big quarterback move, and now he's the hero of New York. So that
and admit it, you would love to see Aaron Rodgers versus the prickly New York media every week. Like Rodgers, he really does think highly of himself, and that's fine. I get that. That's cool. That's his deal. But him against the New York media, oh, that would be awesome on a weekly basis.
All right, tomorrow's headlines today. The headline for Rodgers to the Raiders. Now, this was the leader in the clubhouse. A week ago. This got a lot of press early.
I have a lot of Raiders fans out here. I personally don't love this Raiders team this year. The headline will be Viva Aaron Rodgers, Vegas and Rodgers. I mean, come on. John Gruden and Aaron Rodgers would be the pairing. They would have probably national TV games every single week. Colin, are there enough cameras in the city of Las Vegas for these two egos? I mean, John Gruden thinks he's amazing. By the way, 19-29 in 3 years with this Raiders team. And Aaron Rodgers, I don't know if he'd love to go here. I don't know where this is coming from. Their offensive line, they just lost three starters, okay? It's like, some of their recent drafts in the first round, they're reaching on guys. I like Waller, the tight end, a lot. I like Henry Ruggs as a deep threat. But I just don't know. 28th in defense last year, Colin. Aaron Rodgers, I don't want to go overboard bashing the Raiders here, but this is a step back in quality from this Packers team to the Raiders. So I don't understand the fascination. I guess, you know, his new fiance is an actress and he wants to be close to LA, but I just don't see the Raiders, but it would be awesome television.
So this here's where I'm on an island. Everybody thinks Aaron's either going to stay and sign a new deal or get traded before the season.
Yeah.
I think the Giants in Miami, those GMs and those coaches will know after about seven starts this year, Tua and Daniel Jones are it or not it. And to me, that would also give Jordan Love an entire preseason and seven starts to grow under Aaron. Those two, I know everybody thinks it's crazy, but Aaron's such a smart cat. He could go to the Giants in Miami, and within 2 weeks, he'd have the offense down.
Right.
And by the, you know, I mean, that's Aaron. You're not worried about that. So, you know, and again, so the theory is you wouldn't trade a quarterback midseason. But if you're Miami and New England's better and Buffalo's beating you, and you're the Giants and Washington's defense and Dallas's offense you can't catch up to, and you're 6 weeks in, the trading deadline's a week away, you got to make moves in this league. You can't sit around and wait for next year. Gettleman's out of work.
Here's what I don't understand. When Tom Brady was upset that the Patriots drafted Garoppolo, not even in the first round, he went to Kraft and said, yo, I don't like this. I don't like what Bill did. Get Garoppolo out of here. So the owner goes to Belichick and says, trade him. Jimmy G's gone. How does Aaron Rodgers not have the power to go to Mark Murphy and say, hey, man, I don't like this GM. You know, he drafted Jordan Love. I took us to the NFC title game. I just want an MVP. Get this back up out of here. Why can't Aaron Rodgers do what Tom Brady did in New England? Like, how does that not work together?
Well, there's advantages to having a billionaire somewhere in the facility, because you can go to him and you can talk rich guy to rich guy and eye to eye, and some, you know, you can make stuff. Jerry Jones, Dak Prescott, they get a deal done. They sit down, look each other in the eye and say, I want you, I want you. Packers don't have that. They're dysfunctional. Like, the GM doesn't even negotiate contracts.
Yeah. Can't Aaron Rodgers go to them and say, hey, guys, we just went from Brett Favre to me, and we were in the playoffs basically every year. Do you know what it's going to be like if this Jordan Love guy doesn't pan out?
You'd think
you don't know how. I mean, Miami Dolphins, since Dan Marino, have not had a quarterback. I mean, they can't find one. It's very tough to find a franchise guy. Good luck with Jordan Love.
Good stuff. Jason McIntyre, tomorrow's headlines today. Folks, it makes you lean as you get older. It's backed by science. There's powerful ingredients. It is called M-Drive. I work out mostly every day. I'm going to go for a run today. I try to eat right, but, you know, I like my pizza. That's where M-Drive comes in. Get you a little lean, fight the fatigue, keep the weight off. Powerful supplement. It's available at Vitamin Shoppe, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Free shipping, money-back guarantee, 60 days, money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. Maybe it's easiest for you to just go to mdriveformen.com. We're all getting old. It's inevitable. You're older today than yesterday, and you know how the game works. mdriveformen.com. Fight fatigue. Get more energy. Alex Curry, thank you so much. We'll see you Monday in LA. It's The Herd.